Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is. Let's go through match by match from round three and get our snap judgments, Maddie. Thanks to Snap Fitness on a mission to help you feel fantastic. My Monday morning check-in on you. How are you feeling? I mean, the drought continues, doesn't it?
Oh, mate, I'm clear-headed, but Unfortunately, I'm enjoying the sobriety while I was. But now feeling normal and fresh is the new normal for me. So I don't know. It's getting tough, Matty.
Yeah.
It's getting tough. And I'm walking past my two locals down there. I've got two locals. It's like when someone says to you, here, take a multivitamin, it's good for you. So why have one? Have 10. Well, why have one local that's good? I've got two locals. And to walk past here and just get the scent coming out of there. I just go, oh, no, God, it's Pavlov's dogs.
Well, not only that, you've got to walk past the mirror and see yourself in clear eyes as well. Let's go through our snap judgments. Seagulls will go all the way back to Four Pines on Thursday night. We've spoken about the performance of the Eels and touched on the Seagulls. Your snap judgment then on Manly for the rest of the season, these early days for Manly. They've got a big one coming up with the Bunnies.
Yes, they need to get back to their defensive mindset as they did in round one we saw against the Dogs. It dropped away considerably in round three. So they need that defensive intensity back up there if they want to be anything like a top four side.
Snap judgment on the Knights. They went down to the Dolphins by 16 points.
They fought hard, Matty. I thought Lachie Miller, the fullback, was probably the best player on the field. But the Knights, unfortunately, when things go bad, they drop their bundle. They were right in the contest. They conceded a try to make, I think it was 26-20. And from there, the Dolphins just ran in another two tries down to 12 men. That's their inability to handle adversity again.
Take away the book of feuds and the rivalry and everything else that goes around what happened at Allianz on Friday night, and your snap judgment then on the Roosters' win over the Rabbitohs.
Well, the Roosters were their same old selves that they'd been the first couple of rounds. In the first 30 minutes, they just skimmed across the defence, had no penetration, and then JWH and Brandon Smith come on and addressed all that. They just gave... they gave so much punch through the middle of the field and straightened the Roosters right up.
We'll do our Coach of the Year points in just a sec, but it's kind of hard, isn't it? Because Trent Robinson has achieved so much that he kind of falls into that category anyway and probably gets lost a little bit sometimes. But the coaching masterstroke to do what he did with JWH and Brandon Smith, I reckon, has got a feature in that conversation. The Storm, Matty. Your snap judgment on the Melbourne Storm right here, right now.
Right, okay. Craig Bellamy, what he alluded to at full time was, I'm trying to think what he said, I think it was there was a lack of care, it was a care factor or...
You want to have a listen? Let's have a listen,
yeah,
we've got
okay.
him. Here we go.
They aren't on better than us, and with all due respect, our problem at the moment is the care factor seems very, very low. You would think it would have been better, yes. You're saying you might be able to tell me, because I'm not quite sure how to fix it, but as I said, to me... I think, you know, we sort of worked a little bit harder defensively today. So I thought, you know, that was an improvement. But well, they scored 18 points in 6 minutes, just before half-time, then two after half-time. And both of them come off errors. I said, the care factor seems not too important at the moment.
Ooh, that's very un-Melbourne-like.
Yeah. That's really interesting, because if you listen to the coverage, one of the commentators, I don't know if it was, it might have been what, but they actually said that there were comments pre-game by Craig Bellamy that said that he was concerned about the game because after he gave them a blast after the loss the week before from the Bulldogs, he saw a reaction earlier in the week. However, at the back end of the week, he wasn't so sure where their heads were. Now, that's interesting. And we hear this all the time. That's very un-Melbourne-like. But people do say that and concede 18 points in 6 minutes or something like that. That's a concern for Bellamy. And as I said before, on top of that, I think they won't have Jerome Hughes this week. So before a ball was kicked in this competition, when you looked at the layer of depth and class that's been taken away from the Melbourne Storm, everything pointed to this being the toughest season that Craig Bellamy has had in charge of the Storm, and that's how it's transpiring.
Yeah, and you wonder if that impact that he's always had, normally a Craig Bellamy spray equals a better result and better effort, but if this Craig Bellamy spray is going to equal care factor zero, that's an alarming outcome. Warriors 26 beat the Cowboys 12 in Townsville. Your snap judgment on the Cowboys. This is interesting. They finished third in the season in the regular season last year, and here they are floundering a bit at the start of this one.
Matty, all the most important areas to win a football game, they are considerably worse than they were last year. Right, they've got all the attacking brilliance. In fact, they trust their attacking brilliance too much. I see this sometimes with South Sydney. They'll go into games and they've got a swagger about them that says, look, if you score 22 points, we're sweet. We'll score 26. Right. That's, in my opinion, how the Cowboys are playing. Frivolous passes, no thought for ball retention. And they just believe they can win the game on the back of attacking class, and they've been caught out again. You know, Matty, they could easily be 0-3 because they nearly threw the game away against the Raiders. And the toughest thing about it, well, the area that would worry Todd Payton the most is that they start well. They start well, and then as the game goes on and the game starts to get into the arm wrestle, the other side gets ascendancy.
It's one of the ones that I'm still struggling. I mean, still struggling. It's only Monday, but struggling with for my tips this week. Cowboys v Titans, and it's in Townsville. And every other day, you'd be leaning towards the Cowboys, but that great unknown at the moment. We'll get to those a bit later. You snapped judgment on the Broncos Dragons match, in particular the Dragons here. I mean, the Broncos just went bang, 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 but the Dragons were in this fight.
Yeah, well, Matty, I spoke before about the Newcastle Knights. They're in the fight until they hit a little bit of adversity. And I watched it again yesterday, and just to remind myself, there was about 8 minutes to go, and it's 8-0. And you go, how does this happen? But the Broncos had just built pressure and pressure and pressure. The game's in the balance, and the Dragons blinked, and suddenly Broncos score, and then rather fighting their way back into the contest, they basically, you know, to concede that many points, they threw their hands in the air and just, you know, forgive me for saying this, from Dragons fans, it was like they gave up. This, any defensive intensity they had just dissipated. It was gone. Broncos, Matty, were terrific. I was really impressed by their patience. And they're going to need a lot of it this week against the Dolphins, because the Dolphins will just grind and grind and grind.
There were particular reasons why Kevvy Walters wanted Adam Reynolds and Reece Walsh at the Bronx this season, and both of them were on show, I reckon, at Suncorp on Saturday. So then our final two judgments on the Bulldogs and West Tigers and the Raiders and the Sharks, both from yesterday.
Well, the Sharkies just aren't there. So we said this last week, they're not themselves. They're one out of three. Now, they beat Parramatta in a game of touch football. Now, the hallmark of the coaching from Craig Fitzgibbon has been defence. And, you know, the attacking stuff is the bonus on top. They've been really, really good at the tough areas of the game. And they're struggling in that area, and I don't know why. I thought this week they'd have a hit back as far as defence was concerned, but, yeah, they're a little bit flimsy. Raiders, important win. Well done to them. They had to win. You can see them in the sheds before the game. Ricky had them up for the contest. And well done to Cameron Soraldo. Really crucial in that game. There was little tactical adjustment that got Matty Burton running the football more. Early in the game, he had Matty Burton standing outside of Kickow. Kickow was taking the ball, passing it to Burton for Burton to run, and it just got Matty Burton feeling himself run the football, getting half through, and that stimulated his game. And my first point about the Tigers were just totally out of sync. If you watch the game back again, there's a beautiful head-on shot where Dewey goes up and he's wanting his ball runner to hit a gap, and the ball runner hits the gap on the outside and they pick an intercept off. That is just miscommunication and a lack of understanding.
Out of sync. Our judgments thanks to Snap Fitness with you every step of the way. snapfitness.com.au. It's 6.5 minutes to 10 for our Sydney listeners, 6.5 minutes to 9 for those in Queensland.